Prime Minister Dr. Kid Rowley recently hinted at a $1.5 billion bond to help fund low-income housing. It could involve people paying into a pool to drive construction with some public and private sector input to have enough to conclude the ownership transaction when homes become available. That suggestion came in the wake of a survey by the immediate vice president of the joint, the immediate past president of the Joint Consultative Council, Afra Raymond, that showed a less than successful effort in the decade from 2002. Mr. Raymond is now in the Business Corner to talk more about that and share some thoughts on government's latest idea. Mr. Raymond, a warm welcome.
Thank you for inviting me onto the show once again, Sandrine. A pleasure to be here, and good afternoon to all the listeners. So, this is an interesting proposal that has recently been put forward by our Prime Minister, Dr. Rowley.
But back up a bit and just kind of talk about the survey.
Yes, well, housing is a special interest of mine in terms of professionally, and the National Housing Policy was put into place in September 2002. And I've been calling for review of the housing policy. It was a 10-year policy. And the policy was put in place to construct, as a target, 100,000 new homes in 10 years. At the time, I thought the target was impractical. And I started a research program 4 or 5 years ago, because the 10-year would have run to an end around 2012 to 2013, yeah? Because it started in 2002. I put in place a research program that I designed with the people at HDC under the previous administration and the current administration to find out, on the one hand over here, what were the outputs of the housing program? And on the other hand over here, what were the inputs of the housing program? In other words, what have we gotten? Because it's now 15 years. And over here, what did we spend to get this many houses? This piece of the research is nearly finished. So I did research the period from the 1st of January of 2003 to the end of 2015. Okay. And I've gotten financial figures for most of that period as well, which is under analysis. We have to bring it up. There's another 2 years to close up the analysis. But the figures are very interesting. The figures come directly from the HDC. So it's primary research, because the HDC is the state agency that is implementing the housing policy. And what we found was that in terms of completed new homes, 11,788 is the number that was completed. So the target of 100,000, which is supposed to happen in 10 years, over a 13-year period, it was 11,788. It's less than 12,000 homes. But even more interesting is the fact that the homes that were distributed, because, you know, the various politicians would keep ceremonies from time to time where they distribute keys and is on the media and so on. The homes that were distributed, the number of homes distributed was 13,484. And if you find the two numbers sound different, it's because they are. They distributed 1,696 more homes than they completed. So it indicates a lot of ambition. It indicates a lack of alignment. But most importantly, it indicates a pressing need to impress, which is part of the housing bond announcement and so on. The fact is that there's a shortfall in terms of performance. Okay? And we have not gotten it right in terms of what it is we want to produce and why is it we're producing it. We seem to be stuck, I'm using a royal we, because we're all part of a construction and real estate industry. I regard myself as part of that industry. We seem to be stuck in a place where when we speak about the HDC, we speak about housing, the word affordable is on the table, but really we're talking about a very expensive home. So Dr. Rowley spoke recently, not the housing bond discussion, but 2 or 3 months ago Dr. Rowley spoke, and he spoke about setting aside $9 billion to build another 10,000 new homes. Now, $9 billion for 10,000 new homes, arithmetically, is $900,000 per unit. The way construction is discussed in Trinidad and Tobago, that doesn't include land. That doesn't include professional fees. That is just a construction contract. Now, a $900,000 house, plus the land, plus this, plus that, is going to be worth 1.2 or 1.3. Maybe the agency will sell it for $600,000 or $700,000. But who can afford that?
But after coming out of your survey, did you advance recommendations?
They've been published.
Okay.
It's been published in the Express column and on my blog and so on. And the people at HDC, I want to take the opportunity to thank them I mean, I don't think that they were going in the correct direction, but that doesn't save the fact that they have been very professional in dealing with me. They've been very positive, and I want to thank them. And as I said, from the previous administration, they know who they are, and the current people inside of there, they've been very helpful in supporting me in this research. Not every public official understands the importance of good research and the importance of public information. Some of the other ministries should be listening. You know who you are. But in fact, the HDC and the Housing and Urban Development Ministry has done very well, and I'm pleased to have had their assistance in this matter. But so I have been in discussions, and the things have been published in the press, and so there's nothing, not as if I'm coming out here and they're hearing this for the first time or anything like that.
So some kind of collaboration will be taking place?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a political world we live in. I don't expect any appointment or anything like that, but I have been doing the research with their assistance. I've been making my criticisms based on research, and I've been making recommendations, as I said, in the press, and those are republished onto my blog, afroraymond.net. So okay. I've been doing that, yeah.
Now, interestingly, at a public meeting last Saturday night, Finance Minister Kamembe, he stated that the purpose of the housing bond is to raise capital to build housing, and that the bonds will be designed in such a way that people who purchase those bonds will be able to use them to acquire HEC homes.
Yes, yes. Well, this is now taking the discussion in another direction. And I very deliberately chose that phrase, in another direction, because what Mr. Imbert is speaking about is housing bond and so on. The details have not been published as yet. So I would want to wait until I've seen those before I give a detailed commentary on it. But what Mr. Imbert is speaking about is something that is a phrase we have heard in other parts of the world about a housing bond and so on. It's a phrase that is a concept that was advanced 15, 20 years ago by the late Lloyd Best about people paying money down every year and accruing a certain amount of credits. So when that moment comes in life that you want to buy a home, you have a certain amount of credit in the system. So it's something that's becoming manifest. But what's important to realize when I spoke about the direction is that in fact 95% of the people who have applied for the housing at HDC can't afford to buy a house. They can only afford to rent a house. Of the 13,484 new homes that the HDC distributed in the period I researched, that is their figures, only 21.4% were rented. Therefore, those billions of dollars that have been spent, it might be $17, $18, $19 billion that were spent, it represented, in my view, based on the research, a misallocation of public funds. This is not an allegation about corruption and bid rigging and procurement and any of that stuff. This is about funds being spent for what they're intended to be spent for. The housing policy speaks to low-income people in priority to middle-income people. The housing policy speaks to rented housing as being a priority in this country, and the way the HDC is discharging its duties, and it has a statutory duty under the HDC Act, that discharge of their duties represents, in my respectful opinion, based on the research, a misallocation of public funds. I'm not alleging corruption in any bid and any contract and this contractor and that land and Eden Gardens. This is a misallocation of public funds.
But Afro, how do we bring affordability back into the mix in a real sense?
Okay, let's talk about that. That's a very important question. Because if indeed there's $9 billion to spend, which is what Dr. Rowley said 2 or 3 months ago, if indeed there's $9 billion in the pot, let's call it any pot, to spend in a medium term period to build affordable housing, why are we building $900,000 units? Why aren't we building units for $300,000 or $400,000? People are doing that. People listening to this program are doing that. And it's a decent roof over their head. Their children are in school. Their home is clean. Their home is secure. And they're putting a house down for $300,000 and $400,000 and $450,000. Why aren't the professional civil servants and so on and the advisors of the HEC coming up with concepts to spend that $9 billion pot? Okay, mistakes may have been made in the past, which I've identified. To spend that $9 billion pot to advance the interests of the needy applicants. When are we going to get to that? We need to get to do the work that they were put there to do, and that work is to deal with the needy applicants. That's what that housing policy is for.
So Afro, in your survey, coming back to it, your survey, did you advance any solutions to treat with that affordability issue?
Yeah, what I just said, but basically we need to be having, whether it's design contests, design competitions, we need to be having different approaches to housing. Because, for example, the model that appears to be a dominant model in most of the efforts of the HDC is a model in which they seek to build a home with a garden. I don't know if we have enough land in the country, and it's also a model that's got a certain amount of expense associated with it. There needs to be a shift in the design paradigm in terms of how we live. We live in an island with a very high population density.
Now, I saw one of the things that jumped out at me in your findings is that modern management requires that programs and policies be reviewed and evaluated so that adjustments can be made along the way.
Yes.
Is that happening?
Well, what became clear to me, and I'm saying this in full appreciation of the support I've received from the professional colleagues at HDC, what became clear to me in the course of the research, and it was refreshing, it was slightly alarming, but it was refreshing, that the questions I was putting to them, how many of this did you do, how many of that did you do, how much of this did you spend, that in fact, in a significant kind of way, it was for some of them, it seemed to me, it was the first time they were really asking themselves those questions. So the policy, there needs to be a practice of reviewing the policies to see how well we're hitting the targets. So that I didn't find enough of that. I think the exchanges we had would have refreshed those channels, and let's keep it going.
So Afro, going forward, particularly in light of the Prime Minister's announcement of the National Housing Bond and so,
yes,
what's the way forward? Because obviously stakeholders need to be talking and working together.
Well, it seems to me that we have a situation where there is a degree of consensus, which is very rare in our society. And when it occurs, you could either be delighted or suspicious. But there's a degree of consensus that what we want to do is to build more houses to sell. That consensus exists between the both political parties. It exists with the contractors. It exists with the architects. It exists with the officials at HDC. The Minister of Finance, he agrees with that too. And we're not hearing anybody, apart from myself, speaking consistently about how are we building homes, rented homes, of people who cannot afford to buy. Are we building at least 50% of those? We should be building at least 90% of those. If we really mean to serve who's on the waiting list. What's the proposal? Is it 10%? What is it, 20%? I've said it's 21.4% over the 14 years. What is the percentage going forward? Are we going to improve that percentage? How are we going to improve it? And that is the challenge that I'm issuing here. Based on the research. It's not a personal opinion. This is based on the research coming out of the HDC. And it's a challenge for the national community.
Afro, obviously, we need to continue talking.
Thank you.
So let me thank you for stopping by and sharing some useful insights coming out of that important
thank you very much.
Afro Raymond, immediate past president of the JCC, sharing some insights on a recent survey conducted on the 2002 housing policy. And how do we go forward? We take a short break. Stay with us.